The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. We like to dress all the curses up which we are living under and with. We give them better sounding names. We call our mental institutions state hospitals. Our prisons, correctional centers, are correctional institutions. Perverted sex, we call it sexual preference. In other words, we don't call a spade a spade. We won't admit that we are living under curses because we have forgotten and forsaken our God. Why is that? Well, it's because we don't want to change our ways. We are so deceived by the God of this earth, Satan the devil, that we think we are free and don't have to obey the laws that God commanded us to live by for our own good, so he could and would pour out blessings on us as he promised he would. We don't realize that true freedom is in law, not out of law. So what have we, this whole world, done? We have made ourselves slaves to Satan the devil and have brought many curses on us. We are reaping what we have sown. As I said, we dress all these curses up and make them sound better, but that doesn't change the effect they have on us. Notice what God says to our nation, and it is up to date, spoken 3,500 years ago or a little better, but it is still up to date. In Jeremiah chapter 18, beginning verse 1, notice what God had to say. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise, and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. God is our potter, we are the clay, and we are marred. We haven't turned out as God intended. God looks at us, the whole world, and our nation as though we are marred in his hands. We haven't turned out the way God intended us to turn out when he said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." Verse 5, "Then the word of the Eternal came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." God will accomplish his purpose for mankind, but not until we have learned our lesson. And in verse 7, and I've been telling you, my friends, that we are living in the latter end, and God gave prophecy about our latter end, telling us what would befall us as a world and as our nation. In verse 7 of Jeremiah 18, notice what it says. "The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it." Yes, our only hope of survival as a sovereign nation is to repent of breaking God's law, which God says is sin, and begin to seek God with a whole heart. There is hope if we will obey and only turn from our evil. That's what God said in verse 5, which we have just read. This is an end-time prophecy to Israel as well as it is to any other nation. God is speaking to the house of Israel, the end-time nation of Israel. We are living in the very end time of the allotted time which God gave mankind to live under the sway of Satan. Now, man didn't have to follow Satan's way, which is the way of Get, but we chose to follow Satan's way. That happened in the Garden of Eden. God commanded man to follow him for our own good, but we know a better way, so we think, and it has been very easy to follow Satan's way of Get. It doesn't take any character at all to live the way of Get. Everything goes in Satan's world. Do it if you want to, and if you think you can get away with it. Well, this world, and that includes our nation, and you and me, at least part of our life, have thought we could do it our way and get away with it. But have we? Look where we are. Look at your own personal life, my friend, and look at the life of our nation and the life of this world. Where are we? God told our forefathers, ancient Israel, that your sins will find you out, meaning will catch up with you, and that evil would befall you in the latter days. In Numbers 32, verse 23, God has this to say, "But if you do not do so," that is, if you don't obey God, is what he's speaking of here, "then take note, you have sinned against the eternal, and be sure your sins will find you out." Any sin that you do, my friend, anything that you do wrong, is a breaking of God's word and God's law. And God says that you're sinning against him, and you are going to pay. And we as individuals, and we as a world, and we as a nation, we are paying for our wrong way of life, for our evil way of life. Just look at all the troubles and the problems that we have. We can barely cope in this world. Can you imagine how it was in Noah's day just before the flood? And Christ said, "As it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man," meaning in the end time of this generation, man's rule on the earth swayed under Satan. I don't think anyone could count all the evils that have befallen us. We are so used to all the ugly evils we are living with and in that we seem to think it's just a part of life, and that's the way it was meant to be. Well, my friends, it wasn't meant to be the way it is. We can't call these evils blessings. We don't like them, but we aren't willing to change our conduct to see if that would make these evils go away. These evils are nothing but curses, which God has either brought on us or has allowed us to bring on ourselves by following Satan, the god of this earth. We call freedom to do what we want and what we like, but God calls it the way that leads to death. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, it says this, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." And that's the way that man has gone. Man has gone the way that seems right to him, not the way that God commanded, but the way that Satan has swayed man to go. And man likes to go his way and do his thing in spite of all of the evils that it brings on him. Why do we teach that Christ did it all for us and all we have to do is just believe? Well, you won't hear that from me, because that isn't true. Christ did not live your life for you. He gave his life for you so you could be cleansed of your sin and be reconciled to God, not so you could continue to live a sinful life. But before God the Father can and will forgive you of your sins, you have to repent and begin walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. You have to be willing to struggle and strive to change your mind, attitude, and character from the way of get to the way of give. God said that's what we must do as a nation if we continue to survive as a sovereign nation. And if we don't, God says he will strip us of all the blessings he has so graciously given us, even though we haven't deserved them. God has blessed, multiplied, and given us this good land because he promised it to Abraham, and that promise was passed right on down to Joseph, his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which we are, the United States and the British people. We are the modern descendants of Joseph. And we have been blessed above all nations of the earth because of the obedience of our ancestor Abraham. God made the promise to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph that he would bless their descendants. He has kept that promise. But he also has made us another promise, that he would strip us of all those blessings if we continued to rebel against him. That happened to ancient Israel, and it is in process to modern Israel today, and is picking up momentum. God said it would happen in the latter days, and it is. My friends, we should see the handwriting on the wall and change our way. You can, even if our nation as a whole doesn't. But will you? We still call ourselves a Christian nation, but are we? Are we Christ-like? That's what it means to be a Christian. Christ didn't break and ignore God's law. How many in our nation, even if they are churchgoers, even know God's law? Do you? In the book of Deuteronomy, God gave much encouragement and much instructions to our ancestors, ancient Israel, just before they went over into the promised land. and it was meant for us today as well. It was a prophecy for their latter end of what would happen to them if they continued in turning from God. It is also a prophecy and a warning and instructions for us today. They ended up ceasing to exist as a nation because they ignored God's law and God's instructions in His Word. God said we, their offspring, would suffer the same fate in our latter days, except it would be much worse with us, would be a time unparalleled in the history of the world. We are in the latter days now. God said it would happen to us if we turned our back on our Maker, which we have done. In Deuteronomy 8, verse 5, Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning in verse 5, notice what God had to say. Speaking to our ancestors, and it's speaking to you and me and our nation today. So you should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. We don't like to admit that God knows what's going on, how we are living our lives, and how we are ignoring His instruction book, the Holy Bible. How many even have a clue that it just might be God Himself passing judgments on us by all the upset weather, the floods, the storms, the earthquakes, the terror, and perhaps the immigration problem that we are now in, and all of the other evil that we see in our nation and to you as an individual. God does say that He corrects us. He just told us that in verse 5. In verse 6, notice what God continues to say. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Eternal your God, to walk in His ways and to fear Him. You see, God would not have to correct us if we obeyed Him. You don't need to correct a child for obedience. It's when a child doesn't obey is when you give correction. Continuing here in verse 7. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains, and springs that flow out of the valleys and hills. Now God was speaking about the good land, the promised land, and He's speaking about this land, the United States of America as well, that we finally came into. Verse 8, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees, of pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. Yes, indeed, the breadbasket of the world, my friend, as we have been. A land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. Yes, a land of plenty. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Eternal your God for the good land which He has given you. Well, do we thank God for all of His blessings? Just look at our fruit. We seem to think they are owed to us. Just look at the fruit that we have borne. Look at the evils that we have in our nation. Instead of being thankful, we think that we don't have enough, and we show that by our fruits. It says, beware that you do not forget the Eternal your God by not keeping His commandments, His judgments, His statutes, which I command you today. And that's exactly what we have done. And when you forget God's law, then you forget God. That's what God said here. Well, I've got to break off here for lack of time. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. We invite you to request our new booklet, The United States and Britain and Prophecy, and What Do You Mean, Repent? And they're free of charge. All you need to do is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.